This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has apparently retaliated for Iran's unprecedented assault last week. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The details remain sketchy, but Iranian troops fired air defenses at a major air base and nuclear site amid an apparent Israeli drone attack. Italy's foreign minister says the U.S. told a G7 meeting Israel gave last-minute information about the action. Secretary of State Antony Blinken does not dispute it.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
He says the Biden administration remains committed to tamping down Mideast tensions that have been rising since Saturday's assault on Israel, which followed its own strikes against Iran in Syria. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukraine said it shot down a Russian strategic bomber on Friday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
At least 8 people, including 2 children, were killed early on Friday when missiles rained down over the eastern city and the surrounding central Dnipropetrovsk region. In retaliation, Kyiv says it shot down a Russian strategic bomber it says took part in the long-range strike. This is the first time during the 2-year-long war that Ukraine has downed a bomber within Russia's borders. While the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the crash, it said it was due to a technical malfunction.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. The U.S. House of Representatives has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval Friday to move ahead with the bill, with Democrats joining Republicans in a rare assist. President Joe Biden sent a swift endorsement of the speaker's plan. Final votes on the package are expected Saturday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.